For the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Levi Moltoman. The Independent City Council has rejected a proposal from the city's mayor to fly the rainbow flag on municipal buildings during LGBTQ Pride Month in June. Mayor Eileen Weir says she proposed the idea to show the city values diversity and inclusion, and to make LGBTQ people feel welcome. The city council voted down the plan last Monday with a 6-1 vote. Councilman Bryce Stewart said he is against flying any flag other than government flags, and Councilman Michael Steinmeier said he would prefer that the city provide more substantial initiatives towards diversity and inclusion rather than simply flying a pride flag. Voters supported the Boone County Fire Protection District bond issue on the municipal election ballot yesterday. KBIA's Maggie Doney has this.
Around 85% of 3,282 voters cast yes to support the BCFD bond issue. The no-tax bond issue will be used for replacements of old apparatus, facility improvements, land acquisition, and architectural design for replacement stations. Assistant Chief of BCFD, Gail Blomenkamp, says he is humbled by the support of voters from this election and attributes this support to BCFD's volunteers.
Our hats are off to our volunteers and the work that they do on a continual basis. And, you know, we just appreciate the support that we have, and we will work hard and diligent to maintain that level of support and continue the service that our customers expect.
This bond issue is part of BCFD's 10-year capital improvement plan. This is the first of 5 bond issues that will be on the ballot every 2 years. Maggie Doney, KBIA News.
The Senate has confirmed the appointment of a former state Republican Party chairman to the University of Missouri Governing Board. The GOP-led Senate voted 19-13 to confirm Todd Graves as a curator today. The vote followed a multi-day effort by a group of Republicans and Democrats to block his confirmation. Senators raised concerns about Graves' connections to former Governor Eric Greitens, who angered many during his short time in office before he resigned amid multiple scandals. Senators also questioned a political figure overseeing the system and why only Columbia campus graduates are serving as curators for the 4-campus system. Columbia's 2nd Ward has elected a new council member. KBIA's Jack Kozowski has more on the result from last night's election.
Andrea Wehner came out on top of the 2nd Ward race with 52% of the vote. Candidates Jim Meyer and Bill Whitekemper also ran for the seat that was opened up when former council member Mike Trapp decided not to seek a 4th term. Wehner says winning the campaign took a lot of time and effort, but many in the community want to see women and moms succeed.
I'm grateful that I get to be the first woman in over 30 years to represent the 2nd Ward on the city council.
Wehner says that Columbia is not truly built for families and hopes as a council member to make Columbia the best place to live, learn, work, and play. For KBIA News, I'm Jack Kozowski.
I'm Levi Moltoman, KBIA News, Columbia.